Eat your fucking vegetables. Yeah. You hear me? Feel me? What did they say, huh? Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Huh. Energy that you had. I pick up every time I pick up a pen and pad. The box I put you in. You going against me, I wouldn't want to be you. Monkey see, monkey do. Yo, let's go. What the fuck is up, OTNT fam, man? Hey, man, blessed to have y'all, man. God bless. Hey, man, whatever the fuck you believe, man. Bless that, gang. But, hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man, tuning in. I've been slacking, you know. I'm even drop this shit today just because I'm like, fuck it, fuck Tuesday. I'm still trying to do my TNT, you know what I'm saying? Tuesdays and Thursdays to drop, but I've been, you know what I'm saying? I mean, life been whooping people's ass, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stay motivated, stay focused, keep myself uplifted, bro. But, you know what I'm saying? I'll be in a fucking abyss, be deep in this bitch, bro. Life be stressful. But, yeah, so if anyone listen to this shit, going through some stressful times, you ain't alone, you know what I'm saying? I got your back. And let's just take these next little 30 seconds, turn up, man. Don't worry about shit. Just fucking dance, bro. Sleeping, the infamous one, the gifted one. You feel me? I shit in a booth. The one plus one is filthy. Infamous one. You feel me? Hold on, what he say? What he say? I keep my privacy private. I don't argue on cyber. You can stand by yourself or you gon' fall united.
Yeah, I flow like a butterfly and I'm low like a spider.
I hella fucked that up. Papa Paul Vegas, Papa's Bodegas. Homie, you don't even know me. How you gon' bro me?
See, home, niggas driving, I can't believe it.
Hey, big, big shout out to Deke Westside, man. This song's called Bloopers 2, for real. Big, big shout out, man. Y'all gonna hear about Deke Westside real, real soon, man. Real, real fucking soon. But yeah, let's get this shit, man. Can you pray for her? Finna fucking take a dab, hit the bong. And let's get this shit going.
No, like real shit. Can you lay with this bitch like this?
A rare phenomenon, you don't understand me like Ramadan. I promise I'm ahead of my time, you far behind. I got my mind right in my palms, my hands washed. The mad rapper, kill these niggas then laugh after. I'm better now, way before my last chapter. I just gotta stay up on my ones and twos. If you talk behind my back, know that's a buster move. No, I gotta smoke some fire before I lose my cool. Like a clumsy Egyptian, the way I drop my jewels. Yeah, what? And I don't give a fuck. They try to give me NyQuil, that woke a nigga up. I ain't dropping a minute, they looking like he stuck, like I lost my touch, like I'm giving up, I just talked to Nutty, told me niggas think I suck. I just took some time off to get my mind right, nigga. Won't make it on your list, cause I don't sound like niggas, I'm a bad boy.
Keep moving around these swishers, let's go. Yeah, man. But y'all know what the fuck is up, man. Welcome to another episode of the OTNT show, man. A new day is a good day, and it's a great day to be great. Let's fucking go, man. Hey, man. I just want to thank y'all for your time. Thank God for another day, blessed up. You know what I'm saying? Chase my dreams, chase my goals. You know what I'm saying? Try to help the world and try to help people out. So, y'all know what the fuck is up, man. This is the motherfucking most turnt podcast in the world, Craig. Not the city, the world, Craig. You heard? Let's fucking go. You know what I'm saying? But I'm finna hit this fucking bong, hit this weed for y'all. Last finish, bitch. Yeah, man, so I bet y'all wondering what this episode about. Probably not, because I'll be titling this shit pretty good. But, as y'all read from the title, we're going to talk about the first time your boy had some liquor in his system. I was fucked up. I could have gone missing. But real shit. All right, yeah. And I'm kind of a little tipsy right now. But you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. This shit finna be funny. It's only right, bro, to be tipsy while I talk about the first time I got fucking drunk. Like, I'm kind of drunk, but not really. And I be smoking, so you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So if I get distracted, that's why. I guess that's why I'm like, disclaimer. I guess. But fuck y'all. If you judging. Hey, shout out to all my countries, though. We got a good little amount of countries dropped in right now. And I love that shit. I respect everybody that listens to this shit, for real. Shout out my nigga Chris, my haircut. My nigga fucking Tino. Fucking God on Instagram. Go follow that nigga. Cuss hair. Does good shit. Shout out Color. Color Crush. Color Rush, excuse me. They doing their damn thing too. I appreciate your moms getting my hair right. Let's Color Crush hair. Color Crush hair, man. Shout out to them, I got my braids. Be my bitch. Go. What up, man? Welcome back, man. I should kind of cut out. I didn't get to kind of sign off, but hey, now we back to the guts, the meat of the motherfucking podcast, man. We here. That's me. All right, time to take a dab, though. Hold on. Hit the bowl first, and then I'm gonna take a dab. There we go. It's then a story time, man. Then I'm gonna tell you about the first time I got drunk. Oh, here's my cats. These motherfuckers be really, bro. This is really their house. They really run this shit. You know what I'm saying? They tell niggas when to wake up and shit. What's up, dude? What's up? Say meow. Say what's up to the crowd.
What do you got to say?
Goose, what's up, dude? That's my fucking cat. Yeah, he got my back. Yeah, I ain't no cat. Not caught in the hat. I don't get no fuck on rap. Hey, so I'm fucking drunk. And I'm spitting a podcast. Going fucking nuts. And they do this shit for fun. I don't get no fucks. Yeah, yo, bitch, I might fuck. Nah, I ain't with that shit, cause I don't really fuck with sluts. Hey, but nothing wrong with sluts. Shit, I'm a slut. She said, okay, OT, put that thumb in my butt. Sorry. Let's go. Hey. Alright, y'all, man. Hold on. I'm getting distracted. I need to fucking do that shit. Alright, bet. But how y'all living, man? How's everybody doing today, for real? Life is hard, bro. Life is COVID is weird, dude. Alright, you know what I'm saying? Since the COVID started, I done lost like 4 more homies. That's kind of why I got my head down for them. You know what I'm saying? The blue, IP Sam, nigga. IP my nigga Aaron. IP my nigga Jay, nigga. My nigga Jordan, for real, bro. IP my nigga Clayton, bro. Real shit, man. IP all my niggas. IP all my niggas. Man, before that, you know what I'm saying? IP everybody. IP your niggas. IP everybody, man. You just gotta keep that positive energy, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm depressed. I'm trying to kill myself. But in these times where I do feel grateful for life, I gotta remember my niggas that's falling real young. So it's his for them. Let's go. Oh, yeah. I feel all my niggas, man. Take a dab too. Yeah, man, I hope everybody's doing good in these trying times. Life's just weird, bro. And energy's just weird. I'll be fucked up in the crib, bro. I'm just trying to keep positive. Trust God, keep my shit moving. No COVID, just kind of virus. Damn. But yeah, I love y'all. If you love me, I love you. If I love you, I hope you love me. If not, it's okay. But motherfuckers hate for no reason, so I'm love for no reason. I don't give a fuck if I don't know you. I love you. And I appreciate y'all. And we're gonna keep doing this shit. We're gonna take this shit to the moon. Haters in the building. Dun dun dun. Boom boom boom. Alright, hold on. I just need y'all vibe with me and I'm gonna get in the store. Here we go.
top of any church, everybody we own. Cause we own.
Hollywood chicks to my Hollywood show. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. It's that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And
my real friends never hearing from me.
Fake friends never don't answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose. I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle. I'm not with different crews. Niggas the same path, but we got on different shoes. Walk in the same building, but we got different views.
I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single.
I like my chicks in twos.
And these days, all the girls is down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus, I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kind
of slow. Let's go. Let's go. Put your hands up. Hey. I know you at the top and only Bob is all above it. We own. It's Young Money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. All right, let's go. Hey. You dig? I got my gun in my boot purse and I just bust back cause I shoot first.
Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games.
Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change.
And I smoke till I
got chest pain.
And you niggas know
like I got James like Jesse James.
Women are possessive.
If they wanna possess Wayne, I got something high. I fell asleep on a fucking plane. Skinny Vans and some Vans. I advance in that man, amen. Let's go. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand.
Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me.
Yeah.
And I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Well, tell me how you love it.
You know you
had the heavens right above it. We out. Let's go. Run from it, motherfucker. All right. Turn up. OTNT. Smoke your building ever said. Full black buildings, but your bitch look better red. Hey, okay, I ain't gonna hold y'all. I ain't waiting you no shit for that shit. He said, big black beautiful woman, she would look better red. Saint Hugh should look better red bone, better light skin. Yeah, but who knows? You in the building, you niggas in apartments. You know, Johnny's doing no rug on there. It's called Under That. TNT, man, we fucking time, man. Y'all already know what the fuck is up, man. I appreciate y'all for turning up with your boy. We two turn. We're turn and we turn. You know what I'm saying? TNT, dynamite. Boom! Get that shit cracking. You know what I'm saying? And I don't bust back because I shoot fire. Yeah. Young Moolah, baby. Not for real. Alright. So, bro, I don't know how if y'all drink or don't drink or. You know, but yeah, the first time I ever got drunk was a fucking great, terrible time. It was crazy. So I started like, all right, so I started smoking when I was like 13. That was the first time I probably smoked weed. And now, okay. First time I ever smoked weed was like probably when I was 11. I 13, I started kind of becoming a stoner. Like, you know what I'm saying? I, like, smoking was my shit. Nothing else really fucking interests me. You know what I'm saying? Smoking, that was my shit. You couldn't tell me shit about that. That was my shit. You know? So, me and my boys was like, hey, bro, let's smoke some weed. You know what I'm saying? Drink a little bit or whatever. Oh, I'm like, okay, fuck it, bro. It's summer day. You see what I'm saying? It's like August, I think. I remember this shit because it was like the day before my fucking first day of school. And my school comes to Fayola. It was like this all-boys school I had to go to. And like, that's a whole nother episode itself. That school was funny as fuck, bro. Motherfuckers are just being on some dickhead shit in there. But anyways, so... It's an era. Y'all already know how it goes. Our transportation at the time was fucking bikes. I had like this Harley bike that I got from my neighbor or something. I don't even know what the fuck. I doubt my dad bought it. I doubt that nigga got that shit from me. I don't know. That nigga really ain't. I don't know. Anyways, so it's my boy B Dog, my boy Mikey, fucking my homegirl Maya at the time was supposed to link up with us. And the other girl that we're just gonna call my fucking other girl, cause I don't really gonna fuck with Dog no more. Anyways, so alright, you niggas like, alright, bro, let's smoke, whatever. I'm like, alright, bet. You know what I'm saying? Alright, bet. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, let's do this shit. I'm like, all right, bet, fucking, where we linking up? Brandon's like, shit, come to my house, my parents left, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. I'm like, all right, bet, let's go. Church. No, ADHD, I'm sorry. All right, anyways. I'm ADD, ADHD is whatever. Not whatever, but. It's not being a removal. Whatever. Fuck. Anyways. So I'm like, bet, bro. I'm like, PZ, you going, nigga? My nigga PZ going? He's like, yeah, bro, I'm trying to, bro. Enough of my mom, let me, blah, blah, blah. PZ didn't end up going. Mikey was like, yeah, I'm on the way, whatever, cool. So, nigga, Brandon looked like, you know what I'm saying? B-Dog looked like, bro, like, fuck it, 3 miles away from me. So, I get on my bike, you know what I'm saying? I'm mobbing, I'm fucking going crazy. I was pretty in shape at the time, you know what I'm saying? I'm in high school, trying to do sports and shit. So, I mob up in that bitch. And at the same time, I was kind of wooing because I said I was going to come sooner, but it took a little longer to pull up. And the only reason why that's the point is because when I got there, there's no more motherfucking weed. And I was coming there to fucking smoke. I was like, fuck, bro, like, what? I was trying to smoke. Like, what y'all, what? And I think at the time, I was like, I think they were trying to get me back for smoking them up or some shit like that. So it was like, don't even bring weed or some shit like that or some shit. Or like, I don't know. I didn't have weed at the time. I don't fucking know. Whatever. So I get there. These motherfuckers don't got no weed. I'm like, what? I'm sick. You know what I'm saying? I'm disappointed. Whatever. But you know what I'm saying? I was trying to fight some demons, trying to escape shit. So I fucking... Like, let's drink then, I guess. Like before then, I've never really had an experience with alcohol other than, like, when I was in Germany once. I think I drank, like, my mom or aunt's tea. That's another story, bro, because my mom was a fraternity twin. I remember being tripped out because I woke up and I was like, Mom, I've never seen you wear those clothes before. And it was my auntie, but I was like, nah, you're not my auntie. And I was hella just jet-lagged. But anyways, so yeah, I think that was the only time I fucking taste alcohol. Other than, like, I don't know, my mom had, like, remedied. I used, like, very, 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 very little, like, maybe whiskeys to, like, numb and help go to, I don't even know, whatever. Just African fucking remedies and fucking medicine. But, anyways, I get in that bitch, fucking, I'm drinking, bro. I'm like, let's go. Me and Mikey, we going shot for shot. Fucking Muffin Man, going shot for shot. Going shot for shot. You know what I'm saying? We was drinking like this caramel fucking nasty ass shit, bro. And I think like some hypnotic or some shit, bro. All I know is like my throat was like green the next day.
I know my throat was like green the next day. I don't know what the fuck I was drinking, but that shit was gross. But I was just drinking. I'm like alcohol is disgusting either way to me at the time. Still is to this point. So I was like, it is what it is. I was just drinking, no chaser, fucking going crazy. I don't even know if I ate that. I don't know nothing about that shit. So we fucking here getting fucked up, bro. I'm just remember I'm drunk. That's the day I realized, nigga, I do not like alcohol. Like, obviously, as I'm speaking, I'm fucking drunk. But, like, I control myself because I'm like, dog. Like, when I was on alcohol, I was like, this is not weed, bro. I cannot control my my motor functions are not working. These are not, like, I'm over there sliding across this man's fucking guest room and just being drunk as fuck, bro. Being a drunk-ass 13-year-old. I remember I was 13 years old, bro, because it was the summer of 2014, and I was starting the freshman year the next year, and I was turning the next age late as fuck, so I'm fucking Taurus, April 27th, but anyways, balls. Nah, excuse me, I'm fucking lit, but... Yeah, so we started drinking. I started acting goofy, acting drunk. Mikey's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say too much because it's not really my business. By the time, I know he don't give a fuck. And if he does, he'll let me know and I'll take it down, whatever. But he was like, he's just fucking in love with this bitch, bro. I ain't gonna say her name. Female, this woman, or the girl at a time, whatever. I don't fucking, whatever. This fucking female. And, he was just, I'm going to just say her name is Kool-Aid Stain on Xbox. But anyways, because, bro, she used to fucking game with us and shit. And, like, her name was, like, Kool-Aid Stain. But, yeah, bro, so he's, like, dad broke up, you know what I'm saying? I think, like, she broke up with him or whatever. And fucking, so, when fucking, it was drinking, I mean, that shit started coming out, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just started being sad. And I was like, bro, it's all right, bro. Find another girl, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And, bro, okay, so whole time we're just drunk as fuck, distracted. I don't even know what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know, bro, because, all right, this man Brandon is a bot, too. This man B-Dog is a bot. I hope you listen to this episode. Because, bro, this man, all right, so at the time he had, like, this, like, Life 360, if y'all know what that is, like the shit that tells you where your family's at and shit. I don't know if it was specific, I don't think it was, but like it was like a variation of that shit, you know what I'm saying? But, anyways, that man was like, I know my parents gonna be home, we just, you know, y'all just gotta go before, it will be fine, blah, 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 blah. Cool, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers were so drunk, distracted, goofing around, you know what I'm saying? They were high, so they was crossfaded. And then, like, bro, y'all don't even believe this shit. First time ever drinking, I got caught. So, we over here just fucked up, bro, just being drunk, drunk munchies and shit, chilling in this man's room. Next thing we fucking hear, bro, motherfucking garage is opening. What the fuck? I'm like, Brandon checks. Oh shit, they're here. He didn't even have to check his phone. He knew that they were here. And he was like, oh fuck. It's like, bro, what the fuck, bro? I'm over here thinking, like, bro, this man had the whole GPS shit and did not fucking use it and did not even see these motherfuckers coming home so we can, like, go to the park and be drunk or some shit. I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Like, but. Anyways, so. So fucking, they get up there, bro, and I remember B-Dog's mom just like, Brandon, why do you smell like booze in here? They come into the room, bro, we're all looking drunk as fuck, bro. Faded, bro, we're literally faded, bro. I mean, we're drunk, bro. We're drunk, there's no way we could have. And then after my boy Mikey started just losing and started breaking, like, I'm sorry, I only started drinking because I lost. I need to bring him on at the guest, man, so he can talk about that shit, man. Nah, man, fucking. Nah, I ain't laughing because that shit ain't fit out, man. Like, y'all niggas had every right to be hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, looking back, we was just so young and just fucking drunk. And I remember, I was like, bro, I got you. You know, I'm not going to let you go home alone, bro. You got to go. And then, like. Yo, what the fuck? All that's 13 years old. Wildin', bro. Wildin'. So I go downstairs, you know what I'm saying? She's like, what the fuck? Brandon's dad is pissed off. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Bro, what the fuck? You need to get the fuck out of here, dude. Going off on this man. It's real good. That shit is not funny, but it's just looking back. You know, they all cool now. They be banding on, you know what I'm saying, and just going to games together and shit. But, yeah, man, it's just funny, man. That's what makes it funny. It's just like, damn, bro. You was young as fuck, bro. You really were. Like, it makes sense, bro. Like, yeah, bro. Yeah, that's what it was stupid. But anyways, so, you know, that shit's going on. So we're like, fuck, bro, we gotta leave, Brandon. I mean, Mikey, that's what I'm telling Mikey. And me and Mikey lives, like, fucking kind of by my house, but, like, a little bit further because he had to go kind of, like, down the hill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you don't have to go down Green Valley. But, damn, bro, my bad, dog. My eyes is rubbing. But, anyways, we start riding our bikes. Leave, bro. Like, they know we're caught. At this time, Brandon's mama never met my parents or even knew where I lived or anything. So, I was trying to get in trouble. What the fuck, bro? My parents is African, Christian as fuck. I ain't trying to get in trouble, bro. What the fuck, man? What you mean? What the fuck you mean? Oh my god, it's a dream. No, I'm joking. Anyways, so I fucking pull up. I'm like, damn, dog. This shit's fucking crazy. Like, you know, I'm riding our bikes. So, bro, we're riding our bikes, bro. Concrete has never been so fucking comfortable, bro. We're riding our bikes, bro. I'm riding a chopper. That shit's already kind of low to the ground, right? And I'm riding past my old school, Florida Pit Waller, and I'm like, oh shit. Bam! Fall down, bro. Mikey's in front of me, falling on the ground, too. Fucking riding his bike. I look back, I'm like, Mikey. They're following us. Don't act drunk. As if this shit was, bro. And honestly, no, it's a good thing they followed us, bro. We probably would have gotten hit and ran into some traffic. Like, nah, bro. Maybe. Like, I don't know. Who knows? But, nah, bro. We was fucked up, bro. So, these motherfuckers are following us. They're like, please get in the car. Fucking Celsa knew Mikey's mom at the time, so she fucking called Mikey's mom. Mikey's mom fucking pulls up, fucking watching us all drunk as fuck driving in. Fucking she's yelling, Mikey, he's the cop. Like, bro, we got it. Bro, what the fuck, is that your mom? Oh, shit. And it's like, they don't have anywhere you can leave your bike. And I was like, my friend Maya's house is up the street. And I think Maya was walking with us, bro. And she was going to drop her bikes there because she just had to pull up. But, yeah, my dad was not happy as all. She was like, yeah, you're supposed to be like my daughter. This is my baby. Blah, 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 blah. All this other crazy ass shit, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, shit. And I was just drunk as shit. So, excuse me. So, nothing bikes there. Hop in the car. To fucking take us home. And fucking Mikey is drunk as fuck, bro. And I'm drunk as shit, too. But I threw up. So I kind of was like, all right. Not all right, but, like, I threw up. So I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, that's all right. So, all right, I'm over here. Tell this man, Mikey, hey. You know what I'm saying? Chill. So, it don't matter, though. Because Celsa and fucking Brandon's mom, Mikey's mom, is finna pull up. Tell my parents. Oh, excuse me, my bad. I'm just acting crazy right now. I just gonna tell on me and like fucking like, yeah, your son was drunk at my house. I'm sorry. They got into a liquor. Had to bring him home. Make sure he was safe. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they did. They motherfucking told him. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, y'all. But, yeah, so my dad was at home, and then she told him. After she told him, I was out here trying to play the shit off, and like, no, I don't know. I don't even know. And I could have just tried to be like, we're not drunk. Why?
Cause this man Mikey, man, he's over here in my front yard on the sidewalk, bro, rolling left to right, bro, on his back, bro, just laughing. Bro, while the motherfucking dog, like this neighbor that I used to mow the lawn for across the street, dog was just fucking, he walks in at night, you know, get his heart pumping and shit. Motherfucker just start barking. Oof! 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 Motherfucking Mikey does not care, bro. He's just rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Like, but, bro, it's crazy. So, yeah. That was it. Cover was blown. I was going down. Going down for the count. Get out of there. But, yeah, man, that shit was crazy, bro. I was so fucking drunk, bro. So then I go upstairs. I'm fucking chilling. Passed out in the fucking little, like, loft couch thing. Dad gets home while I'm passed out. But I never had a towel hurt. Okay, there's a couple times that man used a towel to motherfucking smack me. But I think there's a towel. And it wasn't, like, wet, but, like, he just fucking just started fucking smacking me with that shit. Woke me out of my sleep. I was still kind of drunk, so that shit didn't hurt that hard, but I had to play. I was like, But no, that shit did kind of sting a little bit. Like, I was drunk, bro. I really didn't feel it until the next day. But my dad started whooping my ass, bro. Wham! Wham! I'm like, oh, shit. Fuck. What, you were drinking? You were drinking out? Before you do it? What the fuck are you doing? You're ruining your life. You do none of that shit. I'm supposed to be drinking alcohol. What the fuck? You're fucking stupid. Idiot. Idiot. Fucking ball. Yeah. Imbecile. Yeah. But yeah, fucking. So yeah, bro. I woke up in sleep fucking getting whooped by my dad and all that shit. And then, yeah, bro. I was like, shit. I didn't even say shit. I was just like, yep. And then I went to a school the next day. I think he had to take me and drop me off. And then I was like, at work, work school. And then I was like, remember we were going through some shit. And I remember I already had my tie yet even. We had to wear a white button up. And then I was like, teacher, I gotta go to the fucking bathroom. And then she's like, okay, go ahead, Mr. Pageman. Because we remember our last names there, right? And hell no, bro. Okay, so then I threw the fuck up, bro. I was over there peeing. And I was like, oh no, yeah, see, I knew I had to throw up. Bro, I was like, that shit did not feel good, bro. I was out there just throwing my fucking guts up, bro. Just fucking going at it, bro. Like, throwing the fuck up, just going crazy. Going crazy. But yeah, then I went back to class. Went on about my day and passed out. But yeah, that was not a good fucking time. I was just fucking kind of still hungover and just fucked up. Just fucking going to school and shit. Yeah, man, fucking was crazy. But yeah, fucking. Yeah, man, that's the first time I ever got drunk. Yeah, man, bangers in the system, bangers in the system. But yeah, man, fucking don't drink when you're 13, guys. And I'm talking about we killed like at least a bottle and a half, bro. Cause it was like, or at least a full bottle, cause it might have been like a half bottle. Nah, that fucking karma shit was pretty full, cause no one drinks that shit, that's why we took it. And then the hypnotic, I think it was like half and quarter, maybe. And yeah, bro, we was in that bitch fucked up, man. And yeah, fuck it, that was the first time I really ever got drunk. But ever since then, bro, I knew I'm gonna try to control my alcohol. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise. It honestly kind of helped me control my alcohol. I really realized I really don't fuck with alcohol and don't drink too much. And that's how you feel. It's not even, it doesn't even feel good. The next, no, like, no, bro, that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, fucking. First time I ever fucking got drunk. Y'all remember the first time I ever got drunk? It was crazy. It was just like he just got drunk, passed out, or like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But yeah, well, that's that episode today. That's about it. Got shit else for you. See y'all in the outro, cause that's about it. Hold on, I'll take it down for y'all. But yeah, man, think about the time you got drunk or something, man. I don't know why you fucking about to take a dab or some shit. Whatever you about to do right now while I take a dab. When's the first time you got drunk? And if you don't drink, that's amazing. Good. Don't let no one ever make you feel like being sober is not cool or less. I don't even know, bro. Sobriety is the shit, bro. That shit fucking rocks, bro. Fuck what anyone talking about, man. I don't give a fuck what anyone got to say about that shit. Shit, I need to start being sober soon. Or shit, even from weed, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. I'm fighting my demons, bro. We be helping, so. It is what it is, man. But everybody, we all got our vices, you know what I'm saying? But stay positive, and let's take this motherfucking down.
Hey, niggas ain't gotta respect. Niggas just gotta accept. I put that top left. I love my cruddy to death. Hype Williams, Lil X. If he don't say it direct, give a fuck. Yo, yo.
Yes, sir. All right, man. I see y'all now. Y'all love y'all, man. Stop positive. Yo. Y'all can lie. Huh. Five real quick. Let's go. And I don't know how we make it out when we make out on the low. Even if it rains, you'll never make it snow. Both you and me know we gotta let it go. Laying on the ground, wondering why it's so cold. How we make it out when we make out on the low. Even if it rains, you'll never make it snow. Both you and me know we gotta let it go. Laying on the ground, wondering why. So cold. Yeah, man, bro, it's cold, man. And there's some of my people feeling cold. You know, you're not alone. You're loved. You know, kind of reminding myself, you're doing big things. Just keep doing what you're doing. What makes you happy? What makes you feel complete? What makes you feel whole? And everything else will fall in place. You know what I'm saying? So, turn up. And live life to the fullest, y'all. Cause I don't know when we make out on the low. Wonder why it's so cold. Let's go, let's go. Yeah, man. Well, yeah, man. Anyone out there, this for my people who out here, you know what I'm saying? And feel lonely, you know what I'm saying? My people who cry and fix themselves and walking to work smiling, and walking to school smiling, walking in the house smiling. It's for my males that feel like they can't show emotion and feel broken and tore up inside. This for my females that feel like they have to hope into a society standards. It's for all my people, anyone listening right now that feel like they're alone, that they're down, that they're depressed, they fucking feel like the world's against them. They're not loved. They're not welcome. You're welcome. You're loved. You're beautiful. And I'm so happy you're here. I'm so glad that you can hear me let you know that you have a purpose. Thank you. But yeah, OTNT fam, I love y'all. Keep the positive hopes up. I'm gonna keep trying to do the same with y'all. You know, it's hard out here. Life's been fucking me up. But you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep positive, keep doing this shit for y'all. But doing shit for me first, of course. But yeah, man, we gonna be alright. We gonna be alright. But I'm gonna leave y'all with a random fucking fact. What the mouth? Nigga on the streets. All right, this is from parade.com, so I don't know how credible it is, but first fact that pops up. Three presidents, all founding fathers, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe, died on July 4th. President Adams, Jefferson also died the same year. 1826, Monroe died in 1831. Coincidence, you decide. A roof! Now, bye, y'all. God bless you. Thank you for your time. Blessings. I hope y'all just keep doing y'all, man. Be yourself and live life to the fullest. Fuck what anyone else gotta say. And it was John Cruz with the mobs. And I pee all the people. From G.J. on M.J. though, got 100. Nigga, that's 100 shots. A million 100 clocks. Gang, love y'all, man. OTNT, we out.